Well, hello everyone. I'm Uxbridge High School Principal Mike Rubin. Thanks for joining us for this edition of our Uxbridge High School Spartan Podcast. A few quick topics this week for those of you who are tuned in to us. Obviously, been a little while since we last reached out via podcast. In fact, it was before the holiday. So we have officially turned the tide here, turned the calendar to 2021. And you know, I think for a lot of us, not a moment too soon. It does not mean that the challenges of 2020 have not simply expired as we flip the calendar from one day to the next. But certainly I think there's some more optimism, at least around here. First of all, last couple of weeks from an educational standpoint have been almost more in rhythm, it has seemed, walking around and seeing the engagement in the classes. I really want to give credit to the staff. I think the insurrection that occurred a few weeks ago at the Capitol gave teachers some very real passionate opportunities for conversation, or some real opportunities for passionate conversations, probably a better way to say that. With a lot of different perspectives and a lot of different considerations occurring in class, I was really impressed with the depth of conversation that students and staff had, representing a lot of perspectives and representing, you know, certainly the need to respect different ideologies and to do so in a respectful and considerate way. More importantly, I think, was the lessons that I was hearing about engaging in the democratic process, even at the local level, as some of our students prepare to graduate, vote, be able to participate in town meeting, just giving students that opportunity to feel like they have a voice. And that, to me, was a really outstanding tell and a great offshoot of these last few weeks. I don't think there was necessarily one perspective shared more than others, other than to really give students the opportunity to hear and be heard. And in some places, there were some classes that were more reluctant or reticent, and teachers just went right back to work. But it has really launched into, I think, some just really dynamic lessons over the last couple of weeks. I was, you know, just today in three or four classes and watching the way that the teachers have really reinvented things. They're engaging with students who are at home. They're working well with the students who are in front of them. There's a good give and take. There's a conversation that is not just based on the academics and really focused on making connections. And I'm just so very proud of that. And this has been difficult. You know, we're nearing the end of our first semester, and that's really the first message here, is that we are nearing the end of the first semester. Some of our courses will close out. This is an important time for families and students to make sure they're aware of what is owed. We are working very closely with parents and students in classes that students have struggled with. And we're really trying to spend quite a bit of time, at least on the counseling side, for engaging students who are not participating, either because they struggle remotely or they're fully remote and lacking some of those structures at home that may support learning better. Another piece of this that has become a bit more deliberate and specific for us is we are notifying families a little bit more specifically when a student is marked absent and remote. So what has happened over the last few weeks is that our teachers at 7:30, 7:45, they mark their attendance. And if a student is supposed to be remote and has not yet logged in, they're marking the students absent. And then, you know, an hour may go by and a student is marked absent. Parents are getting notifications at home that the student was marked absent. And we're continuing that communication loop. But then the student is coming back to us and saying, but I signed in late, or I signed in for the last 5 minutes of class, or I signed in for my next class, I just wasn't at my first class. It is a responsibility of students to be in all of their classes when they're remote. unless the teacher has given them some other indication, and that situations, those situations are rare at best. The first few minutes of almost every class in this building are spent with teachers connecting with both groups simultaneously. So we really do hope that families understand that and can reinforce those sort of those requirements and student responsibilities at home. From our standpoint, we are working very closely at working with students on staying accountable, managing their grades. And for the vast majority of our kids, 80 to 90% of them, school is working and working fairly well, whether it is because they've adjusted to the hybrid or the remote environment, or because the remote environment was actually an improvement for some of them. And there are a few kids for whom that's the case. On the other hand, that other 10 to 15% that is struggling continues to struggle. And we are working with their families, with those students, on making sure that we put in place effective interventions. In some cases, that may mean some adjustments to course schedules. And in other cases, it may mean that we are, in fact, making some recommendations to what students will accomplish over the rest of the school year, which may and likely will have an implication for next year. Now, many people are saying, you know what, I just want to try and get through today rather than deal with what comes next year. But for all of our students, credits accrue and grade requirements, promotion requirements are important. We don't want to hold completely harmless students who are not doing anything, and or students who are not engaging in a specific class, or students who have just not had the ability to take care of the things that they need to take care of. But at the same time, we need to be balancing that with the compassion and understanding of the situation we're in. And that is what the purpose of a lot of those meetings will be. If there are some specific family circumstances, if there are circumstances involving a student that would help us with supporting better, again, reach out to a counselor, reach out to me personally, reach out to the assistant principal, and we will do our best. The other piece of this that I think is incredibly important and something worth sharing some gratitude on is that we have started our winter season. And this was a heavy lift, and you're going to hear from Mr. Carboni in a moment. But the fact that we have started our winter season is no small achievement. I want to thank the student athletes, their families, the coaches, the athletic staff, my fellow administrators, central office, and the Board of Health for their support in making this all come to fruition. And we will do our best to continue the season happening safely as best we can. Last point before we turn things over to Mr. Carboni, just so everyone is aware, there is no formal period of time for midterm exams this year. Some years, those of you who are familiar with the past would know there's a week where we would have half days. This year, that is not the case. If a teacher is giving some sort of final assignment, final project, we are asking that they work that into the second quarter and the end of term, but we are not hitting pause. Time is just too valuable, and we are not going to have a formal mid-year exam. So, or half days for mid-year exams, or a period of time where we change schedules for exams. So just to be explicit with that, our third quarter does start the first week of February, at which point students who are in half-year classes for electives, or in some cases a couple of maybe internships or things of that sort, some core senior English classes, for example, those classes will switch. But other than that, schedule will continue to roll forward. We've fortunately had decent weather so far, and most importantly, we've been able to keep the doors open because people are, for the most part, doing what they're supposed to do. So I appreciate all of your support, all of your effort, and with that, we're going to turn things over to this next segment with our athletic director, Mr. Carboni. Oh, it's good to be back with you here for our Uxbridge High School Spartan podcast, along with our athletic director, Chris Carboni. You know, it's been a little while since you've appeared on our segment here, Mr. Carboni, but after a pretty successful fall, I think all things considered, it took us a little while to get the winter going. You know, we're about 3 weeks in. What's the verdict so far?
The verdict is everything's looking good. We've had a, you know, first game this past Tuesday, from both boys and girls. Just got done setting up for game two tonight against Bartlett. You know, it's great to see all the kids out there, on the court, you know, abided by all the protocols in place, and, you know, coaches and kids are doing a great job, you know, just to making sure that, that our kids are being kept safe, and that we can just carry on for their basketball season. You know, so if, you know, truthfully, if everyone does their job, I think we'll have another successful season as we did, you know, this past fall.
So winter is different than fall one. And, you know, fall two in a few minutes. But winter, biggest challenges you've had so far?
Biggest challenges is, I mean, it's a different dynamic when we're talking about winter sports. Everything is closer. Everything is inside. Obviously, you know, with the ventilation and the spaces and, you know, it's been a challenge, you know, taking those kids from the fall, being outside and having all that space on the field and bringing them in at tight quarters. I think we've done a great job. We've spaced out our practice slots to accommodate each program. And again, trying to keep our programs separate, making sure that there's enough time for kids to leave, for kids to arrive without no crossing. You know, so, I mean, challenges are just adjusting to always keeping that mask on, making sure that kids are, you know, spaced apart within our limitations. I think those two are the biggest challenges that we've had. Obviously, there's still work to be done. There's still, you know, multiple reminders about masks. You know, you can't just take it off indoors like you were outdoors. But again, coaches are being very creative. And I think overall the kids, you know, are, you know, being accommodating too and doing their part to hold up to those high expectations and guidelines that we put forward.
It's not really appropriate for us to speculate on why other programs, other communities make the decisions they make. We were, I think for Uxbridge, pretty consistent with our message about the winter, that if we believed we could do it safely, we were going to do it safely. And I think that it's early, there's a long season ahead of us, but some of the other challenges of delaying have proven us to be perhaps a bit more accurate in our estimations. Other programs that started before the holiday break have since had to shut down. And some that haven't started at all, I think, are starting to question whether they in fact made the right decision. And again, it's all done in a vacuum for each individual community based on what's best for them and their respective boards of health. I think the, you know, maybe the roundabout part of this conversation for you and me is, this has set us up fairly well for the rest of the year. And, you know, as much as people don't want to necessarily talk about it, but potentially into next year as well.
Yep. Yeah. You know what? I think we've had a solid set of protocols in place for a fall season. And truthfully, I think with the delay in the holiday break, knowing that kids were going to, you know, be with their families and congregate, you know, giving us that extra opportunity to make sure the kids return to school safely. Even to fine tweak our protocols that we already had in place that, you know, we believe to be great. It gave me extra time to really, you know, dig deep in those protocols, making sure that, they were safe enough for our kids to, you know, to abide by. And, you know, I think we've got something good here. I'm very confident that we're doing our part to keep our kids safe. And truthfully, like you said, it's set us up for a successful school year. So, through each season, through each modification from each sport, we'll just continue to evolve, continue to dissect our protocols to continue to keep our kids safe and give them the opportunities that they deserve, in athletics.
Well, we hinted at it a little while ago. You and I have the, I guess, whether it's a privilege or a challenge, I don't know. We both sit on the sports medicine committee. We represent all of District 2, which includes Dual Valley and the Southern Worcester County Leagues, as well as some other programs as well. And within the next couple of weeks, we'll be talking about modifications to the Fall 2 schedule. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some programs that are going to be playing their Fall 1 sports in Fall 2. They delayed, for example, soccer. For us, Fall 2 is essentially going to be winter track if we're able to identify a facility willing to have winter track, because I think that's probably the biggest, to be honest, and keeping things transparent for people out there listening, that's one of the bigger variables that of which we do not have institutional control, especially since we have to travel for everything for winter track. We don't have a field house. But then there's football, and then there's cheer, competitive cheer. And we'll be hearing some of the modifications for those sports within the next couple of weeks. I'm not putting anybody on the spot. I think our mantra will continue to be, if we can do it safely, we will. The positive is people have seen how challenging it is for us to A, get these sports off the ground, and B, to keep them going. Mm-hmm. And I think the number two is, I think people have started to really understand that this really is not something worth for which we can take for granted. I think those two pieces are a known. We don't know what's going to happen at the state level. We don't know if those sports are going to have modifications that will pass muster. But I think we're starting to have more and more confidence in our ability to operationalize whatever recommendations come our way. And I think that's been, as people start getting a little antsy about Fall 2 for Uxbridge High School, that's something they can take some consolation in.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like you keep on saying, if we can do it safely, we're going to do it. When those recommendations from the MIA come out, we'll take a look at them as we did with Fall 1 in winter. We'll put our protocols in place. And again, if we can safely do it, we'll do it. Obviously there's going to be some challenges that we'll work through, but again, just providing those opportunities for our students whenever we can, whenever possible. We'll see what comes out of it, and again, we'll be ready, ready and waiting.
Well, I will say I greatly appreciate all of the effort that has gone into it. I've seen things on the other side, mm-hmm. that you and I have had to go through, not just with our own school, but from a league standpoint, from a state standpoint, from a community standpoint. There's nothing that was taught to us in our administrative courses about how to handle all of this. And I think people have been patient, as patient as they can be, as understanding as they can be. And I hope they understand and really take a moment to be grateful for all the work you've done. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's, I'm here to support our coaches, our students, with whatever resources that they need to, to keep on going. It's great here that I have the support from our administrative staff all the way up to the superintendent, to dig deeper and to provide these opportunities when possible. So I think it goes a long way. We have a great solid foundation here. And again, we'll just work to operationalize whatever we can and, put our best foot forward once we have the opportunity to do so.
That's Mr. Carboni. Chris Carboni is our athletic director. We're in the throes of winter season. Be on the lookout for some of the updates for both Fall 2 and spring. Chris, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike. Enjoy.
Well, again, everyone, thanks for tuning into this edition of our Uxbridge High School Spartan podcast. Again, a reminder that our second quarter and first semester come to an end in the next couple of weeks. First week of February will be our transition to quarter three. We look forward to sharing with you some updates from our World Language Department in our next podcast, as well as hopefully some updates on what's going to be coming with our Fall 2 season and some other happenings here around UHS. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I'm Uxbridge High School Principal Mike Rubin.